No news coming through yesterday. Not a surprise to many, I suppose, given the way things have been building over the last while, that Jack O'Connor is set for a new two-year term as Kerry senior football manager, due to be ratified at a county board meeting this evening. His backroom team of Keane O'Neill, Aidan McGarrell, James Costello and Pat McCarthy will also return. This brings to an end a period, I suppose, of speculation since the All-Ireland win as to whether he would stay or whether he would go. With me on the line to talk about this, we've got Adam Moynihan, who's the man behind the Kerry football podcast, writes for the Killarney Advertiser as well. Adam, good morning to you.
Hi, Derry, how are you?
Very good. Thanks for joining us this morning. Listen, I know he's just won the All-Ireland, but why would anyone want the most pressurised job in Irish sport, I wonder?
Yeah, it's a funny one. It is definitely one of the toughest gigs, I think, in Irish sport. There's probably not many more jobs in the country, even outside the sport, that are more scrutinised and there's more pressure on in some ways than the Kerry manager's job. But I think Jack's in a position now where, you know, he's retired. I suppose he'd be at nothing else, he'd probably say himself, you know. So I think, look, all things considered, it does make sense for him to stay on.
Yeah, it does. Given, I suppose it's like when you look at it, I know he made comments in the heat of the aftermath that maybe this one might be his last year of the win. But I suppose when he's taken time to sit back and look at, I guess, what he's built over the last couple of years. 2022 won, all right, chances went to begging. 2024, wins it again. 2025. That all would have factored into, I suppose, the structure that's there, the team around him, the players, the relationships. It's hard to walk away from it.
Yeah, like my sense would have been all year that it was going to be his last year. And I think Jack probably thought that himself, that he was going to step away. The way I look at it is that if Kerry had sort of limped over the line, we'll say, and I know there's no such thing as a bad All-Ireland, but if they had limped over the line and just about got the job done, I think then Jack probably would have said, okay, let's kind of get out of here while the going's good and kind of leave on a good note, you know. But I think the fact that Kerry were so good in the last three games of the season, like they just really blew three strong Ulster teams out of the water, really. And I think it was the nature of the victories more than anything in the performances. Like, I think when Jack said that immediately after the final, that it might be his last game, I think he genuinely meant it. And I think, like Jack, I myself thought, just kind of automatically assumed it would be his last game. But when you step back from it a couple hours later, you're like, geez, hang on a second, what's the point in going? Like, why would you go now when you've David Clifford coming into his prime, you've a lot of really key players coming into their prime years as well, the new rules suit the team, I think that's pretty evident as well. The backroom team that came in did a great job, and, like, you know, I'm sure there's great unity there given the kind of, I suppose, the upheaval during the off season and the struggles Jack had in putting together a backroom team during the off season last year. So I think, it just if you add up all the factors together, as I said, I think leading up to the final, you would have thought there's probably no reason for Jack to stay on. Even if they win, it'd be a nice way for him to step out. But I think the way everything went, particularly, as I said, the quarterfinal, semi-final and final, put them all together, and it's just a case of, I think, that there's no real reason to go.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, listen, we'll watch with interest. It'll be ratified. Judy Bradley this evening at the county board, and he'll be a busy man keeping an eye on the senior, intermediate and junior club championships over the next while as well. The job never ends. Adam, thanks for talking to us about that this morning.
Thanks, Jerry.
That's Adam Moynihan there with us on the line. If you have a view on what he said, a view on Jack O'Connor staying on for another 2 years, give us your thoughts.